Welcome back. In this lesson, we're tuning old school DNB swing in Ableton Live 12 so your drums land with that jungle, dubplate, chopped up feel instead of sounding like a perfectly snapped modern loop. Now, this is an important one, because in drum and bass, swing is not just a little rhythmic flavor, it's part of the personality. It's the difference between a loop that feels programmed and a groove that feels played, sampled, and alive. We are aiming for that controlled push and pull, where the snare stays strong, the ghost notes dance around it, and the bass line leaves just enough space for the drums to breathe. So let's build this step by step. First, set your tempo. For that classic old school jungle energy, go with 170 BPM. If you want it a bit more frantic, 174 works too. Then create a fresh session and set up a simple reference track if you have one. Having a reference really helps, because swing is something you feel against another groove, not just by looking at the grid. Now build your drum group with three parts. One lane for kick and snare one-shots, one lane for the breakbeat layer, and one lane for percussion and ghost hats. Add a bass track too, even if it's just a placeholder sub for now. That's important, because the groove only really makes sense when you hear how the drums and bass interact. Start with the backbone. Keep it straight at first. Program a simple two-step pattern in drum rack. Put the kick on beat 1. Maybe a light pickup before beat 3 if you want extra motion. And place the snare on beat 2 and beat 4. Add closed hats on offbeats or eighth notes. Keep this pass clean and solid. The idea here is not to get fancy yet. The idea is to create an anchor. A good starting velocity range is around 95 to 110 for the kick, 100 to 127 for the snare, and 45 to 70 for the offbeat hats. The snare should feel strong and authoritative. That's your backbeat. That's the thing the rest of the groove leans against. Next, add a breakbeat layer. This is where a lot of the old-school swing comes from. Drag in an amen, think, or any clean break loop you like, and warp it in beats mode. Keep the transients punchy, and if you want more control, slice it to a new MIDI track. When you're slicing the break, keep the main snare hit strong, but don't be afraid to leave in a few ghost notes, hat flams, and little rhythmic details. That's the character. If the break feels too bright or too raw, use auto-filter lightly or add a touch of drum bus. A bit of drive can help it cut through, but don't overdo it. Usually you want the break to support the groove, not dominate it. Think of it as the swing engine. It brings the shuffle, the grit, and the forward motion. Now we can bring in groove, but only after the pattern already feels musical. That's really important. Don't use swing to rescue a bad pattern. Use it to enhance a pattern that already works. Open the groove pool and try a classic swing feel, like an MPC 16 swing around 54 to 58%. Apply that groove to the break clip first, not to everything. Then adjust the amount modestly, maybe 10 to 35%. In old school DNB, you often want the kick and snare to stay fairly locked in, while the break, hats, and ghost notes move a little more freely. A practical approach is this: keep the kick and snare almost straight, give the break a moderate groove amount, and let the hats and percussion carry even more shuffle. That way, the backbeat stays firm, but the surrounding details feel loose and human. Now let's humanize the pattern. Add ghost notes, little hat pickups, and small percussion accents around the main hits. A ghost snare just before beat 2 or 4 can do a lot. A quiet kick or muted tom before the next bar can add that little pull forward. Tiny hat doubles between main offbeats can create energy without cluttering the groove. Keep these subtle. If you can clearly hear every ghost note, they may be too loud. Use velocities around 20 to 45 for ghost snares, 15 to 35 for ghost hats, and 50 to 80 for accent percussion. And don't randomize everything just for the sake of it. Shape the accents like phrasing. Let them cluster in groups of 2 or 4 so the groove still feels intentional when it loops. This is also the point where note length matters. Short notes can make the rhythm feel skittery and sharp, while slightly longer notes can help glue the pattern together. In jungle and old school DNB, those tiny timing and length decisions make a huge difference. Speaking of timing, now we start nudging. Not everything needs to sit perfectly on the grid. In fact, that can make the groove too sterile. Push some hats a little earlier for urgency. Pull some ghost notes a little late for a more relaxed shuffle. Keep the main snare close to the grid so it still punches through. And if a break slice clashes with the bass, shift it by just a few milliseconds. That tiny movement, sometimes just 5 to 15 milliseconds, can completely change the feel. It's enough to create that human lurch without turning the groove sloppy. The trick is to think in layers. One layer stays disciplined, another layer breathes. Now let's talk about the bass line, because in old school DNB the bass has to dance with the drums, not flatten them. If the bass is too constant, it can kill the swing. So leave space. Make the bass answer the drums instead of sitting on top of every hit. Try a two-bar phrase where the bass line responds to the snare and break accents in bar 1, then leaves more space in bar 2, and lands harder into the next downbeat. That call and response relationship is a huge part of the vibe. If you're using operator for a sub, keep it clean and mono. If you want movement, add a reese layer with wave-eatable or analog, but keep the sub itself disciplined. Below about 120 Hz, keep things centered and stable. You can sidechain the bass from the kick if it helps the groove breathe, but don't treat sidechain like a default requirement. Use it when it improves clarity. The goal is not to make the bass duck constantly. The goal is to let the groove feel balanced. Now glue the drums together, but carefully. Route everything to a drum group and use slight bus processing. A glue compressor with a 2:1 ratio, a moderate attack around 10 to 30 milliseconds, and only 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction is usually enough. If you compress too hard or too fast, the groove will lose its life. You can also use EQ8 to tidy the drum bus. Clean up mud in the low mids if needed, and tame any harshness around the upper mids or top end if the break gets brittle. Drum bus can be great here too, but again, keep it restrained. A little drive and a touch of transient enhancement can make the drums hit harder without flattening the swing. Once the loop feels good, start thinking arrangement. Old school swing comes alive when the track evolves around it. Build an 8 or 16 bar loop and automate your transitions. Open a filter on the break as you approach the drop. Throw a bit of reverb on the last snare hit before a section change. Drop out the percussion for one bar to create contrast. Use a reverse cymbal or a noise swell if you want to lead into the next phrase. A classic move is to start with a filtered break and atmosphere, then bring in the full drums and sub at the drop. 8 bars later, strip the break out for one bar so the kick, snare, and bass get extra weight, then bring the break back with a fill. That kind of arrangement makes the swing feel like it's part of a real track, not just a loop. When you think you've got it, resample the groove and listen back as auto. This is a huge step. It lets you hear the rhythm the way a listener will hear it, without staring at the piano roll. Record a pass of the drums alone, then drums and bass together, then the full drop. Ask yourself, does the snare still anchor everything? Is the break adding forward motion? Is the bass leading enough room? Does the loop still feel strong after 8 bars? If it starts sounding too programmed, that's your cue to go back and adjust timing, velocity, or the break edits. Sometimes the best jungle feel comes from small imperfections repeated in a controlled way. A few things to avoid. Don't overswing everything. Don't use one groove amount across the entire kit. Don't make the ghost notes too loud. Don't let the break fight the kick. And don't crush the drum bus with too much compression. Every swing choice should be checked against the bass line, because that relationship is what makes the groove feel complete. If you want to go deeper, try alternate groove feels across 8 bars. Maybe the first half is a little tighter and the second half is a bit looser, or offset only the percussion lane, leaving the break and backbeat alone. You can also stack 2 different breaks, one for body and one for high-end movement, or use a tiny fill every 4 or 8 bars to keep the loop evolving. And here's a good practice move. Make a 4-bar loop at 170 BPM with a straight kick and snare, a chopped break, a few ghost notes, and a simple subline. Apply swing to the break only. Then do 1 second pass where you change only timing, or only velocity, or only break placement. That's how you really hear how much of this groove comes from performance detail instead of composition. So the big takeaway is this. Old school DNB swing is controlled imbalance. Enough looseness to feel organic, enough discipline to hit hard. Keep the snare as the anchor, let the break and hats carry the shuffle, and make the bass answer the drums instead of fighting them. Do that, and your loop starts sounding like a proper jungle roller. All right, let's move on and build that pocket.